Picture KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, we'll have rain showers, temperatures at 46, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low at 36. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Friday, we'll have partly sunny skies with a high near 54. For Friday night, a chance of rain showers, low near 39, and Saturday, rain showers likely. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 38.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Thursday. I'm Rick Everett. A 22-year-old Kansas man will be sentenced in June in the killing of a Lincoln, Nebraska man at a Salina motel. The Salina Journal reports DeAndre Lemmy was found guilty yesterday in Saline County of first-degree murder and five other charges in the April 2016 death of 32-year-old Adonis Loudermilk. That death occurred at the Starlight Motel in Salina. Lemmy will be sentenced on the 19th of June. A Southeast Kansas woman accused in an 81-count federal indictment of embezzling more than $5 million from a now-defunct credit union. KSN-TV reports the indictment returned this week against 64-year-old Nita Nershall of Parsons. It includes 22 embezzlement counts, alleged to have occurred while she worked at the Parsons-Pittsburgh Credit Union. It's alleged the woman embezzled more than $5 million and then deposited the money into her personal accounts. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudette. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
It's Super Saturday at Kohl's. This Saturday until 1 p.m., shop early bird specials for spring essentials, like women's Sonoma tees, just $7.99 each. Girls' jumping beans tops, just $7 each. And men's and women's New Balance sneakers for only $59.99. Plus, friends and family take an extra 20% off. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Saturday, only at Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. Offer valid March 29th through April 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
In legislative news, a Kansas House committee has approved a bill that would move the state to a flat personal income tax to raise new revenue to fix the serious budget deficits. The taxation committee's measure would impose a 5% tax rate for all Kansas income tax filers instead of maintaining separate rates for lower and higher income earners. The committee's 14-7 vote sends the measure now to the House for debate. The Kansas House has approved a resolution condemning pornography as a public health hazard. The resolution approved yesterday on a voice vote has no legal effect. Wichita Eagle reports the resolution warns that pornography treats women and children as objects, reduces the desire to marry, can cause erectile dysfunction, and creates a sexually toxic environment. Supporters also said pornography can lead to risky sexual behavior, particularly in adolescence. Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. I'm Rick Everett. Western Nebraska officials say two people have been arrested and another being sought in the Tuesday morning stabbing death of 25-year-old John Frattis in Ogallala. The North Platte Telegraph reports that the Nebraska State Patrol has arrested 32-year-old Larry Derrera and 28-year-old Raylene Garcia. An arrest affidavit says Frattis died after a fight with another man. An investigator says Derrera and Garcia lied or withheld information related to Frattis' death, hindering their investigation. A new state law will lift licensing requirements for Nebraska banking and credit union executives. Governor Pete Ricketts signed the measure as part of a large overhaul of the state's banking laws. The last major changes were made back in 1963. The bill would allow banks to opt out of licensing their executive officers and credit unions to opt out of licensing their loan officers. Mid-America Network News.
When's the best time to buy Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 years straight? Now is the time, during Ford Truck Month, at your Midwest Ford dealers.
Let me hear you say truck, yeah, let's crank it on up, yeah, till the sun comes up, yeah.
It's Ford Truck Month. Get to your Midwest Ford dealers for once-a-year savings on Ford F-150 and the all-new Ford Super Duty, the best-selling trucks in America for 40 straight years. The all-new Super Duty is the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. And F-150 combines greater strength and less weight with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and steel frame. Works harder so you can work smarter. And if there's ever a time to buy one, it's now. With huge cash rebates, super low financing, and special limited-time Truck Month offers. Hurry to your Midwest Ford dealers today and let me hear you say,
yeah! Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Jason Tynan has accepted a contract to serve as principal of Axtell Public Schools for the 2017-18 year. Larry Geist had submitted his resignation effective at the end of the school year. He's taking a job with USD 399 in Russell County as superintendent and K-12 principal. Jason Tynan has taught physical education at Axtell the past 2 years and served as athletic director and coach. He is a 2003 graduate of Frankfort High School and has both a bachelor's and master's degree. Southeast Community College Board of Governors recently approved just over a 7% annual increase in tuition and fees to $67.50 per credit hour, effective for the 2017-18 school year. The increase is expected to close a projected budget shortfall. Federal, state, and local property tax revenues in future years all remain uncertain going forward. Educational workshops with band students from Marysville, Valley Heights, and Axtell High Schools were held this past week with Presidio Brass, a five-member group of five professionals who performed Tuesday evening to a full house at Marysville High School. The Marysville and Valley Heights students took part on stage during the second half of the public performance. The residency and free program were presented by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Riley Debley, a senior at Hanover High School, was one of two students recognized by the North Central Regional Planning Commission with the John Sear Rural Voices Award for her first place written essay in the Rural Voices Youth Contest. The theme was Rural Kansas, Why It Matters. USDA is now providing organic certification cost share opportunities for local organic producers and handlers. Organic producers and handlers can visit their local County Farm Service Agency office to apply for federal reimbursement to assist with the cost of receiving and maintaining organic or transitional certification. Appointments are welcome. Phone the Marshall County office at 562-5343. Grace A. Valentine, age 104 of Marysville, passed away Friday. Graveside service Friday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Grace Valentine. Lori Jean Neatfelt, age 58, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Visitation Friday, 2 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lori Neatfelt. Mildred M. Cotis, age 86, of Diller, passed away. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Centenary United Methodist Church in Beatrice. burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in Fairbury in charge of arrangements for Mildred Cotis. Charles R. Prelwitz, age 69, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Saturday at 2 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home at Wymore. Visitation Friday from 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Charles Prelwitz. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue meatballs, baby bakers, wheat bread, green beans, and rhubarb crisp. Tomorrow, garlic herb tilapia, cheesy potato and muffin, Cape Cod blend, and pineapple coleslaw. Check of school and community calendar. Marysville I track team scheduled to open the season at Silver Lake this afternoon. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Saving for retirement can seem complicated, confusing, even scary, but it doesn't have to be. Hi, I'm Katie Smith, Assistant Vice President for United Bank and Trust here in Marysville, and we're here to help. As we go through tax season, now is the perfect time to think about opening an individual retirement account, better known as an IRA. If you have questions or want to get started, stop by and ask for me, Katie. I'd love to walk through the process with you. Saving for retirement with an IRA at United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we still have that cold front and low pressure system still making its way across the eastern central parts of the Midwest. It does look like as we head through the day, it looks like it'll be out of our area by the mid-morning. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see dry weather as we head into tonight and tomorrow, but then more rain expected as we head towards the weekend. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, we'll have rain showers early, otherwise cloudy, breezy at 46. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near 36. We'll see winds from the north between 5 and 10. For Friday, partly sunny skies with a high near 54. Friday night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers late with a low near 39. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, we'll have rain showers likely with a high near 54. Saturday night, cloudy, we'll continue with rain showers likely, low near 44. And Sunday, a slight chance of rain. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late March 61, record high on this date 89 in 1986. The average low 37, the record low was 16 in 1894. Sunset this evening at 7:44, sunrise in the morning at 7:09. We've recorded just over 3 inches of rain the past 36 hours, another half inch overnight, an inch during the day yesterday, an inch and a half the night before. Total just over 3 inches here at our studios in Marysville as light rain continues. A low pressure system centered over northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska will continue to bring some light scattered showers to the region yet early today. 42 degrees in Marysville with a cloudy overcast. Winds favor the northwest, topping 10 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 30th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about the rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even a free ribeye dinner. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
A night of comebacks in the NBA for the Warriors and Thunder. Westbrook with another triple-double. Good news for Durant. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Down by 22 in the first quarter, the Warriors rallied and beat the Spurs in San Antonio, 110-98. Steph Curry, 29 points.
We're on the right track. We don't win a championship in this game, but we understand that we're getting better leading up to the playoffs. And that's really the only focus right now.
And the Warriors are close to clinching the top seed in the West. In Oklahoma City, the Thunder erased a 21-point deficit thanks to Mr. Triple-Double, who sends it into overtime on this shot.
Westbrook has the rebound. A three is needed to tie. 10 seconds to the wing. Leans in, launches. 28 for three. Got it! got it!
On WWLS, OKC beats the Magic 114-106 in Orlando. Russell Westbrook, 57 points for his 30th triple-double. He's three shy of the record. Milwaukee's Malcolm Brogdon shows why he could be Rookie of the Year.
Brogdon up and under. Brogdon forces a jumper. Hit it at the buzzer!
On WTMJ, Bucks win in Boston 103-100. This is ABC Sports. J.J. Redick returned from a one-game absence and helped the Clippers outlast the Wizards in a shootout.
Hands it off to Redick. Right of the circle for another three. Ho, ho, ho! This is a religious experience. Seventh heaven for J.J. Redick. I have seen the light.
On KLAC, Redick tied a season high with seven threes. Clippers win 133-124. The Jazz use an explosive fourth quarter to down the Kings.
Picks it up off the ground. Finds Hayward. Ball fakes Evans. Penetrates. Floats out to the corner. It's a left corner three for Joe Ingles. It's good. Nice ball movement from the Jazz.
On KZNS, Utah beats Sacramento 112-82. Kevin Durant may return to the Warriors lineup before the regular season ends, this after suffering left knee and leg injuries. Baseball, Jarius Familia will serve a 15-game suspension without pay under MLB's domestic violence policy. And college hoops, Maryland junior guard Melo Trimble will forgo his final year of eligibility and enter the NBA draft and sign with an agent. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
The season of preparation never stops in the world of archery and bow hunting. Whether it's indoor 3D or indoor target or just getting that new bow fit and ready for deer season, Blue River Archery has the knowledge and products to help you out. 2017 lineup of Hoyt, Matthews, and Elite bows are in stock for your selection. Remember, any box store or basement bandit can sell you a bow. But for the best equipment, expertise, knowledge, and customer service in Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, call Blue River Archery in Fairbury. 729-2062, now open 1 to 7, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and 9 to 4 on Saturday.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, Sonny Perdue's nominating vote out of the Senate Ag Committee has to wait another day after it was delayed on Wednesday. But the Senate Ag Committee said in the afternoon on Wednesday the vote will take place sometime today, as the next Senate vote scheduled for this morning, and then the committee would meet and do the vote. Now, the Perdue vote is expected to easily pass out of the Senate Ag Committee, but if the Senate is unable to fit a full chamber vote on Perdue's nominating by the end of next week, the confirmation vote may not happen until the last week of April, meaning another month before Perdue can actually take his seat at USDA. The Senate takes a two-week Easter recess at the end of next week. An agriculture professor from the University of Illinois says very early planting is not worth the risks involved. Emerson Nofsinger says planting well ahead of normal is unlikely to result in higher yields. Now, he says in Illinois, some corn and soybeans were planted early in February this year with that unseasonably warm and dry weather. But he says the earlier the better typically doesn't work out too well. Yields are usually no higher for crops planted in March or early April compared to those planted in late April or early May. So there really is little reward for taking a risk of very early planting. He says the primary cause of stand loss in both crops is heavy rainfall soon after planting, something early planted crops are more prone to. He says the potential for frost damage and standability issues due to a wet April or May in the soil is common in early planted crops. Planting very early also affects insurability, and if the crops need to be replanted, can increase production costs. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Well, the USDA is continuing its ongoing war on crop pests. We get that story from Stephanie Ho.
Pests ruin crops, which is why USDA is offering more than $12 million worth of funding to help find ways to combat them effectively. National Institute of Food and Agriculture Director Sunny Ramaswamy says destructive pests can be domestic.
For example, the cholera potato beetle is a native of the United States of America.
Or they can stow away in shipping containers made of wood from faraway places like Asia.
So the naturally occurring insects in those countries, they may have bored into the tree. And that tree was cut down, and then the timber taken and converted into lumber.
They also have been known to be carried by migratory birds.
They may end up carrying various types of pathogens with them.
More information can be found online at NIFA, N-I-F-A, www.usda.gov. Search under grants for the Crop Protection and Pest Management Program. The deadline for applications is May 9th. This is Stephanie Ho reporting in Washington, D.C.
Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. Check out their parts online, abilenemachine.com. Well, the soil temperatures are slowly warming up. We have to get way down into Texas before we get into 60-degree soil temperatures. We're still hovering in the upper 40s in basically the northern one half of Kansas. We've got a couple of spots in south-central and southeastern Kansas that we're touching 50 degrees. But it's kind of hard to keep those numbers up when we drop back down into the low 40s and upper 30s at night. In Oklahoma, much of the state still hovering in the low to mid 50s. We've got a pocket in far southeastern Oklahoma that is touching the 60-degree mark. Ag News, soil temperature reports. Mid-America Ag Network.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff that ensure a great time every time. Experience Prairie Band Casino and Resort, the best in the game.
Mark your calendar for the 58th annual Green Garden Angus Production Sale coming up April 3rd. This year, Green Garden Angus will be selling 91 of the breed's finest carcass quality bulls, ranking in the top 2% in the country for marbling EPD. Selling are 45 fall 18-month bulls and 46 spring yearling bulls with a combination of calving ease, marbling, and efficiency. Don't miss your chance to get your next bull from Green Garden Angus. Monday, April 3rd, starting at 1 p.m. at the farm south of Lorain. Call 785-472-3752 or visit greengardenangus.com. A Green Garden bull doesn't cost, he pays.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. Lots of people are waiting for that prospective plantings report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and one analyst will be talking about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Naomi Bloom is a senior analyst with Stuart Peterson, and she says as we await the prospective plantings report from the USDA, the various estimates show perhaps the smallest wheat crop going into the ground since World War II. Those acres going to more profitable soybeans. But doesn't the world have plenty of wheat right now anyway?
The world does, but all we need is one headline story to get everybody excited. And spring wheat acres are the ones that would be the most at risk of losing the acres. And that one would, I think, be the most dynamic to any price fluctuations. If Argentina had a wheat issue, that would make the market move because they're a substantial grower. If Australia had a big production issue, or if we did, that would get the market going. Because if you look back at history, some of the biggest rallies that we've had have been wheat led because of production loss. So for whatever reason, wheat is still a big leader in this marketplace and is pivotal for price action for the other grains also. So always be watching what wheat is doing. But of course, right now, everyone wants to talk more about corn and beans.
Naomi says we also have to be watching what's going on in South America, where there are various reports, but most of them say the corn and bean crops are going to be big, even though there's been video showing trucks trying to get out of the cornfields stuck in the mud.
The Brazil crop is now 50% harvested, and what of the crop was stuck in the mud is starting to move. I haven't heard too much about it in the past week, so that tells me that things must be going just fine and that the export is happening now. One thing to be mindful of with that is that with soybean production, the soybean acres have been humongous. Soybean production in South America is humongous. The corn number in Brazil has been a surprise. It is a much larger number than people anticipated. And I'm trying to remember, I think last year, corn acres in Brazil for the double crop acres didn't get planted. And now this year, I think they did. And so the term, the ending result of this is that for exports, the corn in Brazil is almost a billion bushels of surplus that could be exported. And so we have an issue where South America is going to be nipping at our heels to get some of our export market away. But for right now, there doesn't seem to be any dramatic issue in those products getting out to export.
Naomi Bloom of Stuart Peterson, back after this.
There will be a farm machinery and collectible auction for the Ivan Hula Estate Saturday, April 1st. Sale begins at 10 a.m. from the east edge of Blue Rapids, a block west of Raymond Street, then a half block north. Collectibles, tools, and miscellaneous selling at 10 a.m. Car, trucks, tractors, and machinery selling at 1 o'clock. Vehicles include a 2009 Lincoln Signature Limited Town Car, four-door, 84,000 miles, a 1975 GMC 6000 V8 two-ton truck, all-metal bed with hoist, a 1991 Dodge Ram 1500 pickup, Arctic Cat 300 4x4 four-wheeler, 12-volt Shaven 25-gallon four-wheeler sprayer with 10-foot booms and hand wand, an Alice Chalmers 8050 diesel tractor, D17 Series 3 gas tractor, and a Massey Ferguson 750 diesel combine. Plus other machinery, antiques, and collectibles. Collectibles, tools, and miscellaneous selling at 10 o'clock. The car, trucks, tractors, and machinery at 1 o'clock, Saturday, April 1st. Sale to be held from the east edge of Blue Rapids, a block west of Raymond Street, then a half block north. For information, contact Klein Realty and Auction. Check their website for more details at mcclivestock.com/Klein Realty.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 42 degrees. Again, maybe close to our high. Today we're going to stay in that gray, damp, chilly pattern we've experienced. Light to moderate showers may continue at least through midday. A low pressure system swirling through the Midwest. We've topped 3 inches the past 36 hours with another half inch overnight, an inch throughout the day yesterday, an inch and a half night before last. So about 3+ inches in our rain gauge here at studios. Welcome late March showers. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 11 to 1,200 head of cattle for the sale today, including 5 black first calf heifers, their fall calvers. 21 mixed heifers weigh 350 to 550. 20 mixed steers and heifers weigh 4 to 5, another 15 weighing 4 to 5. 85 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, with another 15 weighing in at 4 to 6. 171 black steers and heifers 4 to 750. 35 Charlotte Cross steers and heifers 450 to 6. 11 black and white face steers 475 to 550. 8 Charlotte steers and heifers 5 to 6. 35 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, another 24 weighing in at 5 to 6. 23 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6. 35 mixed steers and heifers 5 to 750. 60 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, with another 45 weighing in at 5 to 7. 14 black and red steers and heifers 550 to 6. 20 mixed steers and heifers 550 to 650. 25 black steers and heifers 550 to 750. 10 black heifers 7 to 750. 55 red and black